You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This is the show Spinning Plates, and I believe this will be my last show for the semester, which is very sad, but I know that I'll be back in the fall. So this is my finale show with a bunch of songs that are the last songs on albums, so some finale songs of albums. I'm going to start with a song that I've played several times before called Moon by Dada. It is one of my favorite songs. It's a really awesome slow burn to end their album Puzzle. It's just a fantastic song. So we're going to kick it off with Moon, and I have lots of variety, lots of slow burns, but and something kind of new and different at the end. So this is Dada.
You never did. such a chance to change your mind. You had your chance to get it right. You had your chance to save your life. You never did.
Please be strong. Softly warm the newly
So that was Moon by Dada, followed by Coming Right Along by the Posies, and you just heard Now Here Is Nowhere by the Secret Machines. I'm not familiar very much with the Posies album Frosting on the Beater that Coming Right Along came from, but my dad suggested it to me, and it sounds like a great album, and it had a very kind of haunting atmosphere to that song with some heavy bass lines, very interesting, nice guitar solos. And then that Secret Machines song is the last song on their album, Now Here Is Nowhere. And that song kind of brings themes back from the songs before it. So it makes a really nice wrap up for the album, kind of leaves you in this kind of strange soundscape. So up next, I have a song called Drown by the Smashing Pumpkins. It's not the last album or the last song off of any of their albums, but it is the last song off of the Singles soundtrack, which is a movie. And apparently, this was also suggested to me, and this is how my dad actually heard of the Smashing Pumpkins for the first time, which is pretty cool because they are a great band. So this is Drown, and then after that, I have some Radiohead and Kanye West. Sorry about that. I think there's some technical difficulties going on. I'm going to try and replay that song from the middle.
Oh, Yeah. nights I start to fade.
On lonely nights I start to fade.
Her love's a thousand miles away.
Her love's a thousand miles away.
Memories made in the coldest winter.
It's 4 a.m. and I can't sleep.
Her love is all that I can see.
Her love is all that I can see.
Memories made in the coldest winter.
So that was Coldest Winter by Kanye West, as you just heard, and before that was The Tourist by Radiohead off of their album OK Computer, and before that again was Drown by Smashing Pumpkins off of the Singles, the movie soundtrack. Spotify started playing for some reason during that song, so I'm sorry about that technical difficulty. But Coldest Winter is off of Kanye West's album 808s and Heartbreak, which is one of his older ones before he kind of got into the major pop culture-y rap stuff that he's doing today. So it's more, there's less rap on that album. He uses a lot of autotune, but he does it in a very clever way. So I actually really like that album, though I don't, not the biggest fan of Kanye West. So next I have a December song off of their concept album, Hazards of Love. This is, again, the last song off the album, Hazards of Love 4, The Drowned. And so the story of this album is basically, there are two lovers, but the mother of one of them basically doesn't really want them to be together. And then the woman gets captured and the man has to save her. And this is what happens after she gets captured and she is saved, when they have to cross a very dangerous river. So it's a really, really sad and tragic ending to the album, which has always stuck out to me because the Decemberists always like to end things tragically. But it's really different and interesting. So you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Decemberists.
Margaret, around the hall before it was sinking. dropping weight, are licking quietly at our ankles. Another bow, another breath, this brilliant chill's come for the shackle.
Got a belly full of wine. My Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
We'll be right back.
So that was Man on the Moon by Sugar, and before that was a brief snippet of a song that is Her Majesty by the Beatles. It's a 24-second song. It's at the end of their album Abbey Road, which I have the record of. And I remember when I was listening to the record, I was like, oh, what is this little thing? Because I thought it was over after their song The End, which is right before that. But nope, there's Her Majesty right after, a little tiny little piece. And before that was The Hazard of Love, the story song. So next I have two songs by Pink Floyd, The End of the Dark Side of the Moon, because the last song, Eclipse, is basically part of the song before that, which is called Brain Damage. So I'll be playing Brain Damage and Eclipse together, since those two songs go together. And then after that, I'll be playing another song, which is kind of interesting and different from stuff I would usually play. So here is Pink Floyd, and you're listening to Spinning Plates on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
On the grass, the lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
Playing different tunes. I'll see you on the dark side.
So those were the last two songs off of Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, an album that was the first of its kind, completely unprecedented in the rock world. And they were way ahead of their time, Pink Floyd. They were fantastic. It's a great album. So next, I have a song that is called Empty Cans, and it is the last song off of the Streets album, A Grand Don't Come for Free. So this is a British rap album, and the voice of the rapper slash singer kind of takes some getting used to. It can be a little annoying upon first listen, but it's also a story album, like The Hazard of Love. So the story basically is this guy, I think, wins $1,000. A grand in gambling, and then he loses the money. It just completely disappears, and then a bunch of stuff that is just really bad happens in his life. Like his girlfriend breaks up with him, and he doesn't trust his friends and everything. So this is the last song in the album, and it's interesting because there are two parts to the song. The first part is him deciding to go about it in a really bad way and just being extremely negative. And the second part of the song kind of rewinds, goes back and thinks about the situation and talks about the situation in a way where if he dealt with it in a more positive and friendly way. So it's a really cool song. Again, it's called Empty Cans and it's by The Streets.
If I wanna sit in and drink super tenants in a day, I will. No one's gonna tell me, Jack. But can you rely on anyone in this world? No, you can't. It's not my fault there's war to war empty cans. Everyone wanted this to all go wrong for me from the start. Top that a man's life can just be attacked. Watching this morning with a beer is much better than relying on known for mates I was given that don't have my back. Scott texted me to say he'd have a look at the TV for me, but I laid it down telling him to right off chat. Phone this company out the yellow pages, told them to take away the TV, fix it quick snap. The next day they took away the TV, told me they would repair the little bit that's broken round on the back. I thought that'd be that, but the next bit was on top. This was where it all started to get a bit out of hand. No one gives a crap about Mike, that's why I'm acting nasty. You know what you can do with your life, introduce it up your jacksy. Cause no one gives a crap about Mike, that's why I'm acting nasty. You know what you can do with your life, introduce it up your jacksy. The TV man comes back later, knocks on mine to say he's found something in the back of the TV. I'm looking at me absolutely speechless, can't quite believe he's trying to pull this stunt on me. I knew it was a simple case of a power supply gone on the back, but he's trying to tap me up for more money. He says it's not like that, and I'm like, fuck off and die, and stick up my two fingers and one more to make three. He says, don't talk to me like that, and I don't understand. My face is in his face, I tell him I understand perfectly. And he grabs my shirt and I grab his face with my hand, so he brings his fist up and traps me a good one on my cheek. And I'm trying to pull his head down so I can knee it, but he's got my ear. He's twisting it round so much it's really hurting me. And we both go down on the floor and he pushes my head back onto the corner of the fridge, which is total agony. Then he gets up and runs out of the kitchen and out of the door, shouting stuff to me, slamming his door, shouting to me. So here I am in my house, drinking on my own settee. Everyone's a in this life. No one's there for me. No one gives a crap about Mike. That's why I'm acting nasty. You know what you can do with your life. Introducing up your Jaxie. 'Cause no one gives a crap about Mike. That's why I'm acting nasty. You know what you can do with your life. Introduce it up your Jaxie. If I want to sit in and drink Super Tenets in the day, I will. No one's gonna tell me, Jack. But can you rely on anyone in this world? No, you can't. It's all my fault there's wall-to-wall empty cans. I sat in the kitchen all off, imagining over and over what they were all doing behind my back. Dodgy things going on, actions I regretted. A stained bottle with a pipe and tin foil on the mat. Scott texted me to say he'd have a look at the TV for me. And I felt like just telling him to right off chat. But what he said about wanting to do the right thing by both mates and then opting to stay out, it seemed to match. But I sold him he could make it up by fixing the TV. He said that's the least he could do to square things flat. I thought that'd be that, but then the next bit was mad. This is where everything started to all turn back.
It's the end of something I did not want to end. Beginning of hard times to come. Something that was not meant to be is done. And this is the start of what was.
He had to unscrew about 15 screws before he could pull the panel off the back to get the thing. But just as he did so, he said he saw something that slipped inside behind the panel, down the back of it. Must have been some leaflets or a bill maybe. I didn't want to lose the bill in case it was a final warning. So we both tried to get the back off and work out if there are any more screws to get out or if we left any in. And when he looked down the back of the TV, his eyes just froze before he rammed his hand in saying, "No." He's looking at me absolutely speechless. He can't quite believe what he's trying to pull out the slip. I get up wondering what he's smiling about. He's shaking his head at this point with biggest of grins. I look down the back of the TV and that's where it was, in all its glory, my £1,000.
End of something I did not want to end. Beginning of hard times to come. But something that was not meant to be is done. And this is the start of what was.
About 2 this afternoon, the last of the people left my house because they never stopped chatting till all the racket's gone. I really feel like things clicked into place at some point, or maybe it's the fact that me and Alison really got on. Or maybe it's that I realise that it is true. No one's really there fighting for you in the last garrison. No one except yourself, that is. No one except you. You are the one who's got your back till the last deed's done. Scott can't have my back till the absolute end. He's got to look out for what over his horizon. He's got to make sure he's not lonely, not broke. It's enough to worry about keeping his own head above. I shut the door behind me, huddled up in my coat. Condensation floating off my beth, squinted out the sun. My jeans felt a bit tight, I think I washed them too high. I was going to be late, so I picked up my pace to run.
End of something I did not want to end. Beginning of hard to come. But something that was not meant to be is done. And this is the start of what was. It's the end of something I did not want to end. Beginning of hard times to come. Something that was not meant to be is done. And this is the start of what was.
It's the end of something. I just think that is such a cool song. He basically lost his 100 or $1,000 in the back of his broken TV, but he didn't know it. So the first half of the song, someone comes over, his friend comes over to fix the TV, and he's really defensive, he's really mad, he thinks the guy's messing with him when he says he found something behind the TV, and they get in a fight, and it just turns out terribly. And in the second half, he decides to be more happy and positive and let the guy pull the check out of the TV, and he finds it, and his day is made, and everything's back to normal. And he just basically sends the message that you're really in control of yourself and your own emotions and fate. So if you want to take his positive spin on life, then things will end up better. And it even says at the end how he thinks he was going to be late to something, so he decides to run. So he's fixing his own problem. So I just think that's a really great song. So this is my last song for the semester. Coming up next, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Spinning Plates. My name is Sasha, and I'll be back next fall. So this has been my finale show of the finale songs off of albums, and this song is the finale of the show Westworld, because I think it is awesome. It's exit music for a film, which is a Radiohead song. And they just did such a good job with it, and it matched the last scene of the show perfectly. So this is exit music for a film, and thank you so much for listening.